Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere. Even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh yeah, must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts studios. Christy Lee is right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's drinking
some coffee, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, thank you very much. The guy drinking the tea over there is Josh Arnold.
Hello.
Chicken geese across the way. I can see him from here.
Hi there.
Like the scarf. Looking
thank
very
you.
Nice. Very nice.
It's a pseudo sling.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
You didn't bring your sling in today?
No, I didn't bring it in.
Okay. Once again, Chick had some shoulder surgery and is currently
in
recovery mode. I don't know why I can't say shoulder surgery without...
Shoulder shirt.
It's kind of hard to say.
Shoulder shoot.
Once again, coming up Thursday, it's, of course, the Napa Auto Parts Shoo-In of the Week, Chick's NFL playoff picks. Legendary. Because now, by now, you know what's going on. I'm sure you've probably got some of those already ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Comedian Allie Breen will be joining us in just a few minutes. But right now, we return to the news desk with Christy Lee.
Well, we teased this story. We should probably do it. The male sex robot.
Oh, boy.
Yes, that's right. The luxury sex doll company Real Doll, known for its realistic full-size female sex dolls, is researching how to make male sex robots.
What?
Robots would feature, they say, functioning bionic male members. Yes, you heard me right.
Don't we already have those? Aren't those just, I mean.
But you said they were detachable members.
But aren't they in lieu of the body? I mean, isn't that quite the industry? I mean.
You're right.
Yeah.
But this.
Is there a market for this?
Yes.
Would ladies be interested in this, Christy?
Probably
is
not.
Is this for men?
I would think it'd be for men.
According to CEO Matt McMullen, the robots will have batteries and will eventually be able to be electrically charged for as long as needed. Verbal cues will also be built into the sex robot so it can respond to the user's desires, such as faster, slower, and keep doing that.
Really?
Yes.
Strangle me. Dear God, let it end.
Let me
I have...
get off me. Things like that.
I have no life.
When you're inside me, I feel nothing.
There you
yeah.
go.
Boy.
There it is.
So these are... What's the word? I'm anatomically correct robot / dolls of,
yes.
of life size. Is that the
McMullen
whole thing?
Told the Daily Star for the male sex robot to be effective, he's going to need hip movement and to be able to, like, dance, if you were. He added that when the technology allows it, cyborg lovers will be able to carry their users around just like a real human.
Oh
yeah, that won't be humiliating.
Robot expert David
Levy. Hi, Susie.
Levy.
Oh, look, you brought your robot to the dance.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's not weird at all.
Believes that the male sex robots will become more popular than vibrators.
There's no way.
No, there's no way.
You could call it a dildroid.
Yes.
These got underway. I'd like to meet the guy who got this underway, because that guy can sell snow to Eskimos.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. I'd love to have seen this episode of Shark Tank.
Yeah. Stay with me now.
Yeah.
How many times?
And that's why I'm out.
Unless
they can get the dildroid to take out the garbage, I don't think.
I don't think women are going to.
The last man I had wouldn't take out the garbage either.
He wouldn't be.
Yeah, this is.
He wouldn't be RoboCop.
These are mostly for guys. I would
be Robo.
You think?
Robo.
I mean, would you even consider a robot?
No.
Right.
I wouldn't, but.
I don't know that they're dishwasher safe.
Maybe
yeah,
parts
I mean,
of them.
How would you?
Maybe parts of them detached that are immersible.
I think sharing them with your friends probably would be the last.
Could you grab
thing.
That?
Yeah.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie.
Oh, good.
Donnie.
Hey, hang on a sec. Sorry. I've been coming down with this head cold. I've been using a bunch of Rick's VapoRub, but it ain't helping.
It's,
I must have gotten
Vic,
a
Donnie,
bad
Donnie,
batch.
Donnie, it's Vic's VapoRub, I believe.
Well, who can afford Vicks, Tom, with these inflated drugstore prices? My buddy Ricky Rourke makes his own Rick's VapoRub.
Does he?
In his shed behind his house. He's got his own secret formula. I can't divulge all of it, but I will tell you it does retain Sudafed and Altoids in it. And I was helping him sell it out of the trunk of his car and at flea markets until Vicks' lawyer sent him a cease and insist order.
I think it's cease and desist, I think, technically.
No, they insisted we cease selling it.
Sure.
Something about trademark, refrigerant, and intimate domains, which is crazy because we wasn't even selling it on the Internet, just out of his trunk in flea markets, grass rits. Anyways, I was talking about them male sex robots with the bionic hogs on them. Uh-huh. Christy was bragging about. Mm-hmm. You know there's only going to be two types of buyers in this market for these.
Who?
Heavy honeys and dudes who dig the dong. I swear to God.
The triple D's.
And I bet okay. If you told FedEx and UPS delivery guys, it's probably running 50-50 right now. And I ain't all worried about being replaced by one of these things. Christy, you'd never buy one of these things.
No, it's not my thing.
Because sex robots wouldn't do it for most women. It can't do the things it takes to get a woman in the mood and all revved up.
We're
you know, like, well, I compliment them on her killer rack or mm-hmm. buy them 80-ounce margaritas at El Rodeo all night, Chrissy.
That gets yes. them hot
gets
for you?
I swear to God. And you know after you do the deed, you think these robots are going to run to the dirty clothes hamper and grab you a towel, Chrissy, or an extra for the wet spot? No.
No.
I swear to God. So good luck trying to break even. I mm-hmm. go.
Thanks, Donnie. That was very helpful.
Coming down.
So they're going to be coming out with male sex robots.
Yes.
Oh, that's what they're talking about.
What do they run, does it say?
They're expensive. The real dolls can run up to, what, $50,000 or something?
Whoa.
No, not that much.
Where do you store them?
$15,000, whatever.
Where do you keep one of those?
Sitting on a chair? I don't know.
That's creepy. No, you can't. Would you want your friends to know? Would you have a special closet that locked?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think you'd want anyone to know.
Yeah. If you had a sex robot, Christy, what would you name him? Like Byron?
Byron. I don't think Byron would be the name I would go
Byron
with.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, like Lord Byron, you know,
Keats?
Pansexual.
Leonard.
Elliot. Let's go with the poet
Steve?
Theme.
About Steve. That's a masculine name. Steve.
Do you have a favorite name? Would you ever fantasize about?
No, I don't really have a favorite name.
If you're writing a novel, would there be some romantic man? And the first time I saw Brent, I knew it was
Brent?
True love.
No, Brent.
I'm asking you. I'm just trying to make some up.
Ridge. How about
when
Ridge?
Hutton walked in the door, I.
Hutton.
How about those soap opera names? Yeah, Ridge.
So how'd you get the nickname
Ridge.
Dick?
Ridge and Thorn.
You know, Dick isn't a name that's used anymore, really.
Well, sure it is.
What? Nah.
I don't know why. You'd think that by now everyone would have figured it out. But, yeah. You
What's 12,000 pounds in American dollars?
Double it, essentially.
So $24,000 for a real doll.
That's a lady real doll.
That's a lady real doll. I'm going to assume the male real doll would be just about the same.
That's 8,000 in orifice. Thank you very much.
Pants.
Well, there are some guys
right?
who probably think it's
right.
cheaper.
Once again, we get into this loose definition of orifice. We got into trouble with this about 4 weeks ago. Maybe it's time to move on.
Okay.
If you were going to get one of these robot men, what characteristics would you go for? Hair color, eye color?
You'd have to be in great shape.
Okay.
Well, so you want the six-pack abs.
Yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Big
around
arms.
30 years of age.
Are these right. things? Are these things temperature controlled?
I would hope.
You wouldn't want them to be kind of like room
want it
temperature.
Cold.
Yeah, ew.
I'm asking. I mean, do you?
Right.
Do they have like a box you put them in to heat them up?
Yeah, you would want to warm. You don't want to stick to it.
You got to stick them, put them in the shower yes, or something.
How do they warm up?
When it reaches 98.6, it will beep.
Well, I wonder how they do warm up, because you would have to have them warm up.
Or their belly button pops out. It's like a turkey.
Oh yeah,
it's all ready to go.
Again, how do you explain that? Your mom comes over, Christy. I was
I
just
think
in
you
your
would
bedroom.
Hide them in the closet.
Help but notice that
I don't
Norm
know.
Is.
Well, there are going to be people who are fine with it. They're completely proud of it.
I saw Lars in the Real Doll. He
me
loved
too. Yeah.
Real Doll.
Yeah,
he loved
gonna,
her.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's
one of the best scenes when they invite her, Ryan Gosling and the girl, the Real Doll, to dinner. And he goes, "I don't think she can make it. She has a school board that night."
<That's>
It's a great movie.
Yeah, it really is good.
It is a good movie.
We are coming right back. We have comedian Allie Breen standing by. This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Christy Lee is right next to me. Chick McGee's over there ciphering, getting ready for the Napa Shoo-In of the Week, playoff edition.
That's what I'm doing.
I like to call it the payoff edition, because this is where the shoe-in tip.
Rubber meets the road here.
Oh, yeah. This is where the Bucks start to fly. Josh Arnold is right over there. We are once again going to go back to some news. We have comedian Allie Breen standing by in just a few minutes. We hope to talk with Allie, but right now we return to the Bob and Tom News Desk.
From the Metro, an answer.
Wow. Could you get that, please?
Sure. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Oh, hello there, Sonny. It's Morgan Freeman.
Morgan,
how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very kindly. I believe I heard somebody mention sex robots.
Yes.
Well, there's some weird news story that I guess the company that makes the big female sex dolls, the life-size ones, is coming out with male sex robots, apparently.
Well, this reminds me of my good friend Andy Dufresne.
Really?
You know, Andy Dufresne spent 19 years at Shawshank Prison.
That's right.
1 year shy of 2 decades. And those doing time can pretty much make anything if they put their minds to it.
Sure.
A lot of time, yeah.
Shawshank had sex robots long before this news story, son.
I didn't know that.
Well, in prison, they're called Fifis. Homemade sex toys.
Uh-huh.
Andy was the chief engineer on this project, as it really behooved him to find new options for all the bullquiz. Until one day, Andy's little science fair project turned on him.
Oh,
it was during the time of the first Star Wars. Andy slaved over his new invention and was quite proud until the book was renamed it C-3PO Lord.
Oh, Lord.
I get busy living, I get busy dying.
Yeah. Damn right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Morgan.
Well, Morgan, that was certainly helpful.
I really enjoyed that.
I can tell.
Hand carved.
C-3PO, my Lord.
Sure. Sorry, Christy.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.